This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, this is Liberty from Prophecy Now and Spirit Move Ministries. It's awesome to have you listening here on Prophecy Now podcast. I would like to remind you of our Dream Talks deal that we have going on right now. I have an 8-session Dream Talks e-course that I have for sale through spiritmoveministry.co. You have receive the first session for free here on Prophecy Now. I would like to offer 2 coupon codes for those who are Prophecy Now listeners. The first coupon code is PROPHECY10 with a capital P. This will be 10% off either session 1 or session 2, basically Dream Talks 1 or Dream Talks 2, each have 4 sessions, or you can bundle it and use the coupon code PROPHECY15 to receive 15% off the bundle of Dream Talks 1 and 2. I hope that you guys will take advantage of these discounts and be blessed by the e-course, and it's awesome to have you as a listener to our Prophecy Now podcast. Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries. I'm very, very excited to be on with you. If you did not see my last word I released, go back and see it. And I talk all about everything that happened in Africa. The amazing time we had with the Lord, the amazing time we had with the leaders and the pastors. They were so blessed by our visit there and all that the Lord spoke over them. A couple of other testimonies that I did not mention in the last video was, and I'm just going to say this real quick before I move on with the word. I do not have a lot of announcements, although, you know, I could talk forever. But some of the things that had happened was the first day of the conference, everything I released, basically at the end of the conference, the pastor, the lead pastor, her and her husband, her and her husband were the lead pastors of a particular church, and they were the ones hosting the entire event and, you know, put it all together and did all that. And she had tears in her eyes at the end of the event, and she basically said that everything that she prayed that I would bring is what I spoke on, is what I released. The deliverance, encouragement, fear, deception, they wanted their people, they want to see the pastors in Tanzania become unshakable. And so the Lord having me release times and seasons, it's gonna come with a rod. Not everybody likes that. Nobody wants to hear that God disciplines those he loves. But those in leadership have a way bigger responsibility than just a new believer or someone who's not saved. And so the wordage, the rod, they actually cheered. And I say that because some people might be like, well, you know, God's all loving. Yes, he is. But read Psalm 23. Your rod and your staff comfort me. We cannot ask for the staff without the rod, which means you cannot expect your children to grow up and have good behavior if they don't ever get disciplined, if they don't ever get told no, if they don't ever get a spanking, if they don't ever have consequences for their actions, if they don't ever get disciplined. If you love your kids, you discipline them. If we're children of God, we get disciplined. His rod is a comfort, you guys. I love the rod. And the reality is a lot of people think I'm nuts, and it's cool. A lot of people who have previously been a part of my inner circle who are not now cannot handle my level of loving the rod. And so to me, talking about the rod is a beautiful thing. It is not mean or makes Jesus look like a big meanie in the sky. Get a grip. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he disciplines those he loves. This is biblical.
And I say that because I know none of you can comment, but you sure want to. But I thought I would address that because I already know that there's going to be people with the thought process that when you speak about the rod, that sounds, you know, unloving. No, it's not. It's actually love. Would you tell your child to go put their hand on that hot stove and burn themselves on purpose? Go ahead. No. You would tell them no and slap their hand and say, you don't do that. You would have to, you have to correct them and teach them not to do it. You wouldn't just let your child run out in the road to get hit by a car. So here's the thing. God is our protector. We have to agree and embrace the rod. And I'm saying this because I feel like somebody needs to hear it. That's what the Lord was telling me. And it's very important that we understand the place of the rod. And I taught on that in Tanzania. And what was funny was that one of the main bishops came up at the opening of the smaller part of the conference, the first 2 days, which was only like 250 people, 250 pastors. He came up and he said, we want every ounce of the apostolic anointing you carry. We want you to pour it out. We want you to leave here empty. We need what you've got. We've got to be unshakable. Well, let me tell you this, body of Christ, everything you've seen me release for 5 years is preparing you to be unshakable. Some of it you may not want to hear. Some of you don't want a spanking. You don't want the rod. You want to live in a fluffy world that God is all love. Everything's equal. His grace covers you. Those are all not real. He disciplines those he loves. If the higher we want to go in the Lord, in the levels of walking in the call and in the anointing and have responsibility, we're going to have a rod. Praise Jesus for the rod. I look to the rod. I love the rod. I'm like, praise God that I have a father, a husband. He's our husband that cares enough to protect me and bring the rod. I want the rod. And so the rod is not to talk about the rod and say the need for the rod and enjoy the rod and release the rod is my job. I do times and seasons. It's what I'm called to. It's what wakes me up all night long with dreams and visions. Everything. It's what I'm called to do. And is to prepare you to be unshakable. And understanding that the rod is very important. And so when he was like, we want you to pour it all out, I was like, oh man, I'm about to, and this is going to be so fun. But also, when I told them, I'm not coming as a pastor. I'm not coming as your buddy. I'm not coming here to pat you on the back. An apostle is sent with a rod. Times and seasons to prepare you to be unshakable. And when I said, so I come with a rod, they all cheered and they clapped. They're like, amen. She comes with a rod. We want the rod. And then I said, you know, a spanking. I said, you need to be prepared for these next 4 days is going to be the Lord saying what needs to be said to you as leaders, because these are already mature, seasoned pastors that you need to hear so you can understand to be ready so you can prepare to do your job for Tanzania. And they all cheered, you guys. When I said, he's coming, you're about to get a whooping. But I was joking. I was being sassy like I am with you guys. And they literally cheered. And they were like, woo! And they, like, for real. And I was like, wow, this is going to be an awesome 4 days. Because they were so ready. They just wanted to hear it. They just wanted to know it. And at the very last, the fifth day when I spoke at the smaller church instead of the mega church, the one pastor, they were all coming up one at a time. The main ones that hosted everything, just speaking words over me and saying how blessed they were. and all that God did in their life while I was there, on everything I spoke on and the deliverance that I did. And that's when the pastor's wife came up, and she came up and she was like, with tears in her eyes, and she was like, "You got everything that I asked for, you brought. We needed fear broken. We needed to be encouraged, but we needed to be told, basically. They needed the rod. We needed deception broken. We needed all the things that you brought. We needed yokes broken. We needed to recognize to go to the next level for the call. We needed to understand about the first love and purity and walking in that and everything coming from that." And she said, "I literally prayed, God, please let Apostle Liberty come and do this, this, and this, because this is what the pastors of Tanzania need." And she said, "You brought all of it. You literally answered all my prayers, every word you spoke, everything." And her mind was blown. But God is faithful, and I went there and did what he told me, times and seasons. Globally, leaders and pastors need to hear the word of the Lord. They need the rod. They need discipline. He disciplines those he loves. And one of the young adults, he is their youth and young adults pastor for one of the ministries, for one of the pastors. He's 29-year-old, and he was taking pictures and helping with all kinds of media and doing stuff the whole week and following me and our crew everywhere. And just a really cool person, and faithful to the Lord and love the Lord. And when the group of them brought us to the airport to see us off when we left, he just said to me, he said, "I have to say this." He said, "The thing that meant the most to me was when you taught on being a Mary in a Martha world and your first love, the first love, the bride of Christ." And he said, "I've never been taught about it like that." And he said, "It's the most life-changing of the whole 5 days was when you taught on being a Mary and what it means to be a Mary." And he said it literally changed his whole view, and it's what blessed him the most. And this was a young adult, you guys. And so these are the stories from Tanzania, and it was amazing. And I cannot wait to go back next year. They're planning on doing it, but this time not at the mega church and somewhere else. And praise Jesus. But I love all that God did, and no harm, no foul on different tricks of the enemy. But you guys, he does that, and I'm going to talk about that here in a second. But I wanted you to hear a little bit more about what God did and just the exciting things he's doing. Okay, so now on to the word. I don't think I'm forgetting anything else, so I'm going to get on with the word. You're going to see this word in written form all over my social media. Most likely it will be on Facebook, Spirit Move Ministry, Instagram, Spirit Move Ministry, and probably on the community page here on YouTube. But I felt like the Lord wanted me to record a word so that I could properly pray for you guys, because this is another times and seasons word. The last word I released was, "Get your house in order." I had people contact me, other apostles and prophets and pastors, telling me the word was powerful. It blessed them. It was a necessary word for a word for the body of Christ, and that they just felt like it was very, very anointed, and it was very, very blessed, and it was necessary. And so before that, I released the word about the new operating system. You guys, you've got to go watch those words if you did not watch them. There's a whole new realm of what he's doing. We have to jump into it. We need to submit to it. We need to agree to it. We need to think differently. We need to act differently. We need to look at our lives differently. We need to spend our money differently. You guys need to understand, a lot of what many Christians do is they live their life based on their own thoughts, which can be very deceptive. Lying spirits, Jezebel, witchcraft, Absalom, And so there's a lot of witchcraft in the church. And so, and it's really sad, but God's trying to clear it out. This is the process he's in right now. But he needs us on board with his system. And so if you followed me for a while, you know I released a word probably the end of 2023. It was like December of 2023. And I had said 2024 was going to be the year the Lord said less is more in 2024. And the Lord basically, I had released that word about not being afraid of the pruning. It's a part of the shaking. It's necessary. It's a part of the cleansing. Everything he's doing is for our good, for our protection. And so this morning, I don't know that I ever did a video on it, but this morning the Lord's like, Liberty, I need you to do a video on it because my people need to hear and understand. And so I'm just going to read to you and then I'm going to elaborate on it, but I'm going to read to you what he spoke to me this morning as I sat deep in prayer with him. This is what basically he showed me. So number one, for probably since the beginning of July, he's been showing me 8:08 on the clock and 8:18 on the clock. And as you know, 8:08 was yesterday. If you're looking at a date, I look at all aspects of what he's telling me. And so yesterday was a very important day for me. I did not know that's what the day was going to be. But when it showed up, I was like, wow, amen for 8:08. So, and then 8:18 speaks of basically financial blessing, abundance, coming into that abundance, the provision. And you can look into all that. There's a lot you can find on that, okay? But basically 8:18, but also August 18th. This month is key, you guys. And it's not because it's the eighth month, so automatically it's new beginnings. No, we've been in the process of stepping into certain new beginnings this entire year. Giving birth, new beginnings coming, God trying to do things in our life if we will let him. But there's also a transition. And sometimes there's a little bit of a wait. We don't always know when he takes us into something, if it's going to be something that he does super fast, or if it's going to be something that is 6 or 8 months down the road. And so I believe God's not working in years now. I will not accept that because there's too much to do. We are in the final days. There is too much for us to do. He is not wasting time. When he gave Joshua and when he commanded the sun to stand still and the Lord held it for a day, he gave him a day. Go defeat the enemy. He didn't let the sun stand still for a year, waiting around for Joshua to get his courage to do all that he's been calling him to do. And so sometimes we have to defeat enemies to go into the new beginnings. And you guys know I've already been talking about that, is sometimes we have to defeat old lies, old rejection, old bondages. You guys, my seat's annoying me. Old bondages, old ways of thinking. And that's what this word is going to address. It's all about the transition, the new operating system. So with 8:18, so yesterday I had something happen. So I went to sleep because I'm always staying aware because it's times and seasons. So I went to bed and I was like, okay, Lord, tomorrow's 8:08. So what's up on 8:08? And by 10 a.m., I knew what was up on 8:08. And I was like, wow, you're right on time. And honestly, what the thing was, in the reality of someone who's not in the right operating system, not seeing God for what he's doing, not understanding his ways, not understanding we're in the last days, would be shaken, hurt, offended, that nobody likes to hear things that could sound negative or like a loss or whatever. I don't see stuff that way. I'm very happy to receive receive the rod, whatever form it comes, and I'm very happy to receive pruning, removal, all the things, because it's for my own good. So as soon as the thing happened yesterday, I was like, wow. And I said, thank you, Jesus. This is a next step towards my new beginning, to the new beginning of all the new beginnings that he's doing. And I was thankful. And I talked to my sons and the staff, and I was like, I am so thankful. I said, what the devil brings, that most people, if you're not right in the head with the Lord, thinking correctly on how we're supposed to view how things are happening, would always see something as a loss or bad, something, oh no, like woe is me or whatever, like everything's a negative if it's not exactly what you expected or what you thought. And I told everyone, I was like, I am so thankful. Everything is a thrust forward for victory. Everything moves us forward so that we can step into what he has. Removal has to happen. And it's a beautiful thing to have the removal. I mean, I love it. I love chucking stuff. I love going through my house every now and then and being like, well, I don't need this. Bye-bye. I don't need that. Bye-bye. And so I don't like a lot of stuff. So I like my house to be like simple and clean. And so, and so does the Lord. I just thought I'd throw that out there. If you're a hoarder and you keep a lot of stuff, that's a sign of a spiritual problem. I'm letting you know. You can't comment, but I'm sure I'm offending some people. That's a spiritual problem. And so the Lord is in the process of cleaning and doing all the things. And I said on my last word, you know, we want to clean out, but then not refill with what is necessary. And we have to get our houses in order. And so 808, new beginnings. And some of you might already be like, whoa, I had this happen yesterday and it was pivotal. Now I understand 8-8, you guys. Also key days this month. Basically the key days are 8-8 and 8-18. And I already said that, but I'm just reading my notes so I do not forget what I already typed up this morning. Okay. Basically the Lord said less is more in 2024. He said, many need to be reminded of this word, less is more in 2024. Trust him with the pruning, the changes he's bringing. If he removes things, including but not limited to people, relationships, ministry alignments, which I put in parentheses, ministries or entities you've been connected to possibly for many years. Old systems, old ways of operating, finances, old ways of thinking or believing. It's to make room, if he's pruning and removing those things and separating you and disconnecting you, it's almost like the Lord saw those things as soul ties and he's breaking the soul ties. Praise the Lord. You guys, I don't want nothing connected to me that I'm not supposed to. It's to make room for the new. He must remove the old ways and patterns we have built up from old seasons. He is taking you out of the removal, the old seasons he's taking us out of. The removal is key to making space for the new system, new relationships, new alignments, and new financial blessings to be put in place. What's new and pure cannot reside with old ways, old patterns, old things that have been built out of old seasons. Lay everything at his feet and let him do what he needs to do with your old seasons. Let him lead you, not your old seasons. And see, we get stuck in this, you guys. We're being led around by old seasons. We're being led around by old ways of thinking, old patterns that are not of Christ. We thought they were of him, but they were not. Some of them were of him, but just for a season. It's time for those to be done. Sometimes we stay in seasons longer than we're supposed to, and then that's leading us. Then God's not leading us. The Holy Spirit's not the boss. He is the boss. He is in charge of all. If you lay your life before him and you give him permission, then you have to be willing to be led by the Spirit. No matter what people think, no matter what it looks like, it doesn't matter. You have to be willing to not be led around by things that he's trying to remove. Led around by old seasons or old patterns or old ways of operating. He must prune. He must close old doors to give you the new. Let him have everything we've already built through old seasons and trust him to choose wisely for us. And what that means is he's saying, you guys, I said that was yes for a season, but I'm taking you out of that season. Now it's time for this. And I need you to understand you can't just be excited about the new thing and not be excited about the removal of what has to get out of his way to have the new thing. Some of the things that he wants to bring cannot reside with your old, the old entities you've been connected to, the old ministries you've been aligned with, the old places you've given to financially, and God is saying, stop giving to those people. Have discernment. I don't give to anyone unless I ask and pray and he says it's a yes. I usually automatically know, will be like, I'll know I should not sow into that ground, and I will not. And so it's very important that everything we do, we care about what he thinks. God, what do you think about this? Don't just go dropping $100 to some whoever on YouTube. I know I'm on YouTube, but I'm a ministry. I'm not a YouTuber. Don't go just dropping $100 to some random thing you see on Facebook. You could be throwing your pearls to swine, and that's a whole nother video. But he needs us to operate differently. He needs us to pray, ask, seek, make sure he's okay with the things that we're doing. Make sure it's in his will. And you're like, well, what's the big deal about 30, 50, 100 bucks? It matters. Every dime matters. You don't want to sow it into wrong soil. And so it's even our finances, you guys. It's not just our way of thinking. It's lots of things. And these are all the things he needs us to recognize and allow him to do and trust him to choose wisely for us. And see, that's the big thing. Do we really trust him to choose wisely for us? Do you trust him to choose wisely for you? See, I think everybody's in a big testing time, and I get tested too every now and then. I'm all in. I want him to have it all, and I'm happy to do his will. Is it always perfectly easy getting there? No, but I do trust him to choose wisely. And if I ever act like I don't trust him to choose wisely, then I'll just repent and give myself a spanking. So I'm like, forgive me, Jesus. I'm so sorry. You can choose for me. You do know what's best for me. At the end of the day, you actually know my heart. You know my desires. You know what's the best, this, this, and this. And I have to know that when I give all things to you, that you are actually going to do it. And we have to be willing to trust him to choose wisely for us. And it's not always easy to do that, you guys. Before I continue with the word. So let me give you a little testimony of my own, because I was my own example last week of the bride and the shaking and actually standing for purity and doing what you're supposed to do no matter what people think. And so I might as well just continue the trend. So the thing is it's for me too. Everything's for me first too. Probably last summer, there was a couple things the Lord started telling me. And I was just like, okay, I might have bucked it, okay? You guys, we can be real with you. Pastors, apostles, prophets, we can be real with you. I might have bucked it a little bit. Not like in a bad way, but the truth is it's because then it begins to bump up against old things or whatever that, like, then now, you know, you realize, you know, maybe you weren't as free as you thought, or maybe you weren't, whatever. And so I was like, no, and not like no, like I'm telling Jesus no, but like, huh? No. What? Okay, I would not tell him no, but I was bucking a little bit, okay? And so then a few months go by, and I'm in Moravian Falls, and then the dreams start. And he was like, Liberty. And I'm like, still bucking a little bit. And I'm like, no. I was like, this kind of means something else. You know, dreams are symbolic. That cannot be what's happening. And, or what you're saying. And he was like, probably am Liberty. And so then I was still bucking a little bit. But by that time, I had accepted what he had told me the few months before. But then I was getting dreams and stuff. And I trust my dreams. And see, that's another thing that could be a problem. Because I'm like, oh my goodness. I already know what you're telling me. So then I kind of was like in denial. Then December came and then the angelic visits. And then he laid it on thick, you guys. I already have a lot of angelic activity in my house. And gold dust and silver dust and emerald dust and red sparkles. You know, things, whatever. Lots of angelic activity in my house. And around me all the time. So, but this was different angelic activity. And I was just like, okay. So he was making a point. So then I finally sat down with him another morning with him. And I was like, okay, Jesus, what is up? Because this is like a lot. This is extreme, you know, the things you're trying to get across to me. And he's like, Liberty, this is what's happening. And this is what's coming. This is my plan for you. And I'm like, okay, so I submitted to it, but I'm here to tell you right now, if that had happened, what I knew the things he was telling me had happened a week later, no way. This was like January when I was finally like, okay, you're going, pulling out all the stops, dreams, angelic visits. He's like slapping me, you know, and I'm like, okay, so it's been since January. If it had happened that month, there's no way. I was not ready, not even remotely. And then April, I can look back from April to January and see all the beautiful things that the Lord did that needed to happen first. As he told me to begin preparing for certain things and to prepare my ministry for certain things. And he's had me doing all kinds, actually, since last summer, decluttering, pruning, doing lots of different things. And so, and I'm just doing one thing at a time as he tells me, and he says it's necessary for his plans for me. And so I'm like, okay. And so, but when I was in April, I could have looked back in January, I would have not been ready for what he was telling me. Then, April, May, June, I could have looked back and been like, oh man, these three more or four more things I needed to get done or accomplished and established or changed or whatever. And then I could see why it couldn't have been the right timing. There's no way. Like, I had to have evidently at least 8 months. So now we're in August, and I can honestly tell you things that he was telling me I am ready for now. I don't know that we're ever really ready for anything, all things, you know, like when he's like, you're going to have a baby. You've never had one yet. It's going to hurt. You're going to be up all night. You're going to get no sleep, whatever, you know, like we can never be fully ready, guys, but we can be enough ready that he knows we're ready. So like all the things that have happened in the last 8 months were necessary for me to be prepared to receive the word that he originally gave me, that I was bucking, okay, until he laid on the dreams and the visions and the angelic visits. And then I was like, okay. So, but I'm here as an example to tell you that I needed these last 8 months. There's no way I would have been ready in January. No, not at all. I can 100% say that. I'm very happy to do things in God's timing. He is not delayed. Sometimes it is not a delay, you guys. Sometimes there's things that need to happen. He needs you to get ready. He needs you to do all these steps first. You need to get your house in order, your your whatever in order, this in order, that in order. Like for me, I've got different things that would have to get in order. And it could be different things that are coming for you or for me. But the thing is, whatever it is, he tells you, not because it's happening tomorrow, he tells you because it's probably coming in the next 6 to 8 months. And he needs you to like get serious on us not causing delay and doing certain things to get ready for what's coming, whatever it could be. And so I like having a baby as an example, because you have to get ready. You have 9 months to get ready. And but God doesn't always work in a certain timeline. You know, it might be 6 months. It might be 8 months, whatever, whatever. But the thing is, for me, I've needed January to August to now for all the awesome things that God has done, all the things he's revealed to me. I've had another trip to Moravian Falls, sat with him for a week. He gave me more dreams, more visions, shared more with me, told me all kinds of things. We need it sometimes, you guys. He doesn't want us going into new things with baggage. He doesn't want us going into new things not ready to do it his way, whatever that looks like. We have to trust him to choose wisely for us, you guys. And so for me, it's included this whole year a lot of pruning. I'll be real with you. I'm not a fan of social media. So I was just like, God, something's got to happen because it needs to be decluttered. I don't like it. There's a lot of things I don't like. And I was like, okay, God, how do you need me to maneuver this so that I can, you know, how do you envision this being, you know? And so I've taken the steps over the last year to do all those things. And I didn't even know then that when he started telling me other things in January that was for this other thing, that those things were actually preparing me for this thing. So it's like been a full year, full circle of stuff. Of him preparing me, okay? And my future and my call, because those are connected to the new things that are coming. And, you know, so that's all I'm going to say on that. And then this is the word, okay? Let go of all preconceived ideas of how you thought things should be. Let go of presumption and assumption. We must allow ourselves to be open and free to submit to the Lord and the leading, him leading us out of the old seasons and step into the new. We must get rid of presumption and assumption, you guys, our preconceived ideas that have been built out of old seasons. We have to let go of those to receive the new system, to get our house in order, to think his way, to trust him. It's all about trusting him, you guys. All day long, he could tell me something and I could be like, Lord, I trust you. I trust you to make a beautiful choice for me. But then at the same time, in our humanness, we start going, well, what about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? And then he's like, I already worked all that out. It ain't even going to be a thing. By the time it's time for that, that won't even be a thing, Liberty. So just receive, be ready to receive the gift and be ready for all that I'm going to do. And those are nothing. In his kingdom, those things are nothing, you guys. Whatever it is you can dream up, he can bypass it. So we have to get to the place where we trust him with it. We must allow ourselves to be open and free to submit to the Lord and the leading out of old seasons and stepping into new with joy, victory, and excitement, ready to receive the new gifts God is bringing, the new beginnings, new relationships, new alignments, new marriages, new financial provision and blessing. We're very happy to receive those, but we're not always happy to get rid of or get ready with the preparation for the ways that he tells you have to be able to receive those beautiful things. Old things have to go. Old doors have to be closed. Old ways of thinking. Like, here's an example. If you were in a previous marriage, I'm using marriage now because I like using the baby because there's so much you can do with a new baby coming. It's like spiritual and physical. But let's say an old marriage. If you still think the way that you thought and had the same patterns you did in that old marriage, when that was not of God, it was not a godly relationship, or you were not with a godly spouse, you built patterns around that. So now when you get married and God, you're serving the Lord and God's going to bring you a mighty woman of God or a mighty man of God, life with them is going to be completely different than it was with the unsaved, unsubmitted person. You're not going to have the same fears. You're not going to have the same worries. You're going to be able to trust them like you couldn't trust someone else. Like, you understand, I'm trying to paint a picture for you to understand. These are what's considered preconceived ideas. Things built on old seasons. We cannot take it into the new. You guys, you cannot take it into the new. The new is going to be new. It's going to be pure. It's going to be holy, and it's going to be perfectly God. And there's not going to be insecurities. There's not going to be things to worry about. There's none of that. But we don't know that until he starts trying to remove things to get them out of his way. And then we start feeling it. And he needs us to submit to it with joy and excitement. Not just be excited for the receiving of the new things, but be excited for what has to go to receive the new things. Okay. Romans 8:28. So then, for like I said, since the beginning of July, he's been showing me 8:8 and 8:18. Okay. And I obviously see them as dates. And like I said yesterday, a pivotal thing, huge. I can't even tell you, huge for my future life in ministry, or just my future life. Huge. But it's going to participate in what God's doing. And I was just like so blown away. It was 100% a new beginning. And so I don't know what's going to happen. 8:18. I'm watching and waiting. My angels got popcorn. So Romans 8:28. Then like 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden he started showing me 8:08, 8:18, and 8:28. Constantly, all day long. Then even on this old phone, that was what I used for Bluetooth worship from Tanzania. It's still on Tanzania time. And I was getting it even on this one, Africa time, okay? So he was like, seriously, 8:08 Liberty, 8:18, 8:28. So 8:28, Romans 8:28. This is what the Lord spoke to me. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. So if you're called, you're chosen, you're serving him, you've given your life over to him, and you're actually doing it his way, not doing your own thing and just hopping in with him on Sundays, but you're actually sold out, a laid down life. That's what Heidi Baker calls it, a laid down life. Then you can expect all things are being worked out for your good. So that means whatever he removes, whatever gets pruned, whatever he takes away, that anything that looks like a negative or a loss or an attack, it's really not. The devil's actually helping thrust you forward. Amen. We are happy to receive any help. The devil's stupid. He's a distraction. We keep our joy and our peace. We focus and we press on. Amen. So the Lord said, we must trust the adding and the taking away. Many are very excited to receive the new gifts, the new alignments, new relationships, new marriages. There's joy and excitement in our hearts for those things. But we must have the same joy and excitement for the things that he takes away, that must be taken away to make room for the new beginnings. He doesn't want us sitting around crying and whining and moping, or falling into a failure spirit at the knowledge of the removal. This is deep, you guys. At the knowledge of the removal. It's all him doing it. We must submit. We must enjoy the cleansing. Nobody wants the rod. Bring it, Jesus. I say bring it. I do not want to stay the same. I don't want to hurt his heart. I don't want to look back and be like, oh man, you were trying to tell me for like 2 years. No, I'm not playing that. When he tells me, it's done. I'm obeying, obey, obey, obey. Get to it. Don't play. The devil has room if you don't obey. If you don't obey. And so, falling into the failure spirit at the knowledge of the removal. It's him doing it. Submit and enjoy the cleansing. I love it. It just makes me laugh saying that because nobody wants to enjoy the cleansing. And the protection that he's giving us, it's him protecting us. Oh, what a beautiful Lord that protects us. And you guys, it's a protection. When he doesn't allow that relationship that you thought was the one, they were an Ishmael. They were not for you. God's protecting you from something. It doesn't mean they're an Ishmael. It doesn't mean they're evil. It just means that for you, they would have been an Ishmael. I don't want no Ishmaels. I'm very happy to wait for the perfect one, perfect thing, whatever they are. I don't go looking for anything. I'm not searching for it in the sense that this is where you get yourself in trouble, okay? Like for me, since the beginning of, I was always in ministry. I was a lead pastor when I started this YouTube channel. I don't network. I've never done anything to get subscribers. Everything is organic, natural, growing on its own. I release what God tells me. I do what he says, whether people like it or not. I obey the Lord. And I don't network. I don't go try to connect with people so that I can have their name connected to me. I don't do none of that. I have never done it. And people probably think I'm like a lone ranger out here. No, Jesus is king. I am not a lone ranger. This is how I've chosen to do it. I don't feel right about any of that. I don't want any of it. If God wants to bring me into a covenant, God relationship with another ministry or another couple or people who do ministry, that I have all kinds of ministry friends, that God's brought them into my life and ministry through me just being obedient. And so, my car turned off. Through me just being obedient. And people got brought into my path, and now they're dear friends of mine. They're people that I'm connected to. We trust each other. I send them a word if God gives me a word for them. It's like I have some that have become my spiritual parents. I have two or three sets of spiritual parents. They're old enough to be my parents. But they're also people that I talk to regularly, that pray for me. And so I don't go searching for anything. I do not network. I only want to be aligned with who God wants me to be aligned with. But he's even been showing me the last 6 months entities and ministries to come out of alignment with. You guys, it's for me. It's for all of us. It's not just something that I'm telling you. I've come out of alignment with several ministries that I'm not ever going to talk about, and I have entities that I might have been with for many years because God gave, okay, he gives me dreams and he tells me things. And when he starts giving me warning dreams, I pay attention. And so then I'll ask him to give me another confirmation that can only be from him. And he's always faithful. And when he does that, at least two or three confirmations, that's done. I'm out. I will not be connected to that. I'm like, okay, God, disconnect me. You're not pleased with that? Disconnect me. Some things he's allowed me to be connected to because it was a part of my old season, a part of previous seasons. But now it can't go forward with me. Because it can't be a part of the new things he's bringing into my life. That and that aren't going to go together. They can't merge. And whatever I can't merge with my future with, if I can't, I can't, it's got to go. And so he's been having all kinds of things pruned off of me since January. And I just do one thing at a time as he shows me, you guys. But we have to be obedient to it, and we need to do it with joy. see the cleansing with joy. This is what I teach in my mentorship and the school of ministry. Because we've got to be unshakable, you guys. I want you to be unshakable. I literally am unshakable to an extent. I'm always learning and growing just like you guys. But the point is, we do have to get to a place where we're so in Him. He's so the love of our life. We know Him. We know how He works. We know how to rely on Him. We know how to pull joy from heaven. We know how to pull peace from heaven. Everything is provided in the glory realms for us, you guys. If you reside in Him, that's go watch my old video. The other video I just released, that will help you with that, understand more of that. But we must enjoy His protection as a father and a husband. He is a very good husband. He's my husband. He's all of your husband, whether you're married to a real one or not. And if you're married to a wife, He's still your husband. We're the bride of Christ. And He is a beautiful husband. And I trust His protection, and I only want what He wants for me. And if He's doing it, then it's a good thing. Psalms 23, 5 and 6. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so the Lord says, I am trying to prepare a table. Woo, man, I can feel the glory. I'm trying to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. This is a part of the shaking and the reckoning. The recompense, the return of what's been stolen. I am trying to prepare a table before you, but you must let me. You cannot have enemies at your table. You cannot have wrong connections and alignments at your table. You cannot have old seasons at your table. I am preparing a new table for you in the presence of your enemies. I'm anointing your head with oil, new oil. Your cup is going to run over, but it's going to be with the new things, the new relationships, the new marriages, the new ministry alignments, the new financial blessings is going to run over. It's not going to be, if your cup is full, then He can't anoint you till your cup is overflowing. He can't fill your cup to overflowing if you already have it full of other junk. You've got to empty the cup. Empty it of old mindsets, old ways, old thinking, old presumptions, old ways of doing things, whatever. You guys, what'll happen is we'll get a preconceived idea and then nobody can get it out of your head. That's religion. That is demonic and it's religion. Because we have to be willing to grow. We have to be willing to receive new revelation from the Lord. We have to be willing to be taught a thing or two. And people that are very religious and are Pharisees, they can't be taught because they already think they've arrived. Oh man, what a scary place to be, to think you have arrived. We will never arrive. We could live to be 1,000 years old and have 1,000 years of serving Jesus and still not even know a glimpse of His beauty and His glory. We will never arrive. And if you live like that, you're a Pharisee and you're religious and you cannot grow because you can't receive from the Spirit. When the Spirit tries to speak to you, it has nowhere to go because you're so full of yourself. You got to get rid of yourself. And so, you guys, I could just go on a whole nother message with that. Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life as you dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We have to choose to dwell in Him forever. It's His way or no way. We obey even when we don't understand. We conquer the enemy. One of the biggest ways to conquer the enemy is to obey God. You'll defeat the devil by obeying God. Obey God, defeat the devil. Obey God, defeat the devil. And it's very important, you guys. The Lord is trying to prepare a table in the presence of our enemies. This is a part of the reckoning. We must allow him with joy to prepare the table. Allow him to anoint us and fill us to overflowing. We must empty our cup first of the old so he can release the new to overflowing. There's no mixture, you guys. There's no mixture. No mixture. No mixture. So this is our declaration that I wrote for our ending prayer. So let's pray. You guys ready? Lift your hands if you're in a position to lift your hands so you can receive from the Lord. Oh Lord, we declare we will submit with joy and victory to the removal and the pruning. We declare less is more in 2024. We lay everything at your feet, Lord, and we say, have it all. Take what you will. We trust you to replace it with beauty and joy for the ashes you have removed. Oh Lord, we thank you for the new beginnings you're bringing us. We will embrace them with joy and allow you to continue to make room for those new things to come. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Instead of being offended and complaining, Lord, we thank you for the new things. We praise you, Lord, for knowing what's best for us better than us. Lord, we honor you. We thank you. We are humbled at your presence, Lord. We are humbled that you love us so much, that you've been preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You're anointing our head with oil. You're filling our cup to overflowing. And that goodness and mercy will follow us, Lord, all the days of our life. If we will empty our cup and we will get rid of the old seasons and close the old doors. Oh Lord, we say thank you for cleansing us. Thank you for bringing the rod, because your rod and your staff, they comfort us. They prepare us to receive at your beautiful table that you're preparing. God, we thank you and we praise you and we honor you, Lord. And we say, prepare our table with joy. We will see everything you're doing as a blessing, not a cursing. We will not see losses. We will only see the gains and recognize a lot of losses are a gain in Christ. And we thank you, Lord, for those gains. We thank you, Lord. We praise you and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I love you guys. You are amazing. Subscribe to this channel if you have not. Subscribe to our emails. This word is going to be sent out on written form through email. A lot of my words I send out in written form. Also, you can go to spiritmove.global, our website, and check out the store. You can get my book. You can get anointing oil, our latest shirt, Heaven's Agenda Shall Prevail on the Earth. It's our limited edition shirt right now. It's very popular. I will keep you updated on new things that are coming. There's a couple of events that we're going to be putting on the schedule, and I'm excited for those. And there's a lot of things that he's doing, you guys. This month is so pivotal and important. Pay attention. Pay attention. He's on the move, Lord. The Lord's on the move, and he wants us to basically go with him, you guys, and to receive. And it's not just about August. This is forever. This is for your forever. Some of the new beginnings are for forever. And he needs us to let him prepare our table before the presence of our enemies. Amen. And we say thank you, God, for the reckoning. We thank you that you're going to bring salvation to our enemies. We thank you that you're heaping coals on their heads. We thank you that you're silencing the witches and the Jezebels and the Absaloms. We thank you for your protection, Lord. We thank you that you're a good, not just a good father, but you're a wonderful husband. A husband protects his wife. A husband protects his bride. Let him do it. Trust him to choose. Amen and amen. Okay, guys, I'm going to go because otherwise I could just keep going. I love you guys. Bye.